Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
We haven't did that in like season
one. Yeah, throwback. Season two. Throwback. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can recycle that at least once a season. Hello, world.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's Miss Glam, and you got your girl Mo Hazel, and we are legitly two badass besties. Episode
62.
Have you learned anything since podcasting 62 episodes ago?
About you?
Just anything. Just anything.
The tech support's annoying, but I knew that. But I found out how extra annoying he is. Just bossy.
Even when he's not saying anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, tech support.
He's channeling his inner black girl.
Listen, look. Can I say something about tech support?
Look at that look. Is that his inner black girl?
Did you see him roll that eyes?
I know. The inner black girl. Remember Insecure? The inner
black
girl. Is that your inner black girl?
Listen. Listen. Let me say something about tech support. Tech support actually is collecting his check and is actually like reporting us to management now. He's like, by the way, I need you to know about badass besties. They're late. They don't like to do sound check. And they just run their mouths and, oh my gosh, the levels, because they're so loud. I have to constantly figure out the levels. These girls, like, I'm telling you need to just, like, write them up. So I feel like we're getting written up this season. Do you feel that? I feel like he's snitching on us. What do you think?
He can keep snitching. We own this bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Who are you talking to? We're management. Hi. Hey, tech support. You have any complaints? No? Anyways. So... are you ready to get in the Weekly Delight?
I am.
Let's get in the Weekly Delight. All right. Weekly Delight. It's where we take a person, place, a thing, inspirational quote. It can be mimosas. It can be crab cakes. What? Did you like my crab cakes?
This is her way of tooting her own horn. The last two episodes she has, when I've come to her home, to the podcast home room, I've had mimosa and crab cakes.
Not just crab cakes. Phillips crab cakes.
Yes, Phillips crab cakes.
The real deal. Up in here.
And she wonders why I'm extra. Aww. This is why. Well, anyways, she supports that habit.
Whatever is keeping us pumped and getting us to Friday.
Don't say it.
Friday.
I swear.
All right, Miss Glam, you're up first.
Well, I think I told you, but I was accepted into the yoga teacher scholarship in support of Black wellness by Yoga Pose and Michelle Young's school, My Vinyasa Practice.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, I've been trained to be certified to be a yoga teacher.
What?
Like I didn't have enough shit to do. But I'm so excited.
One more step towards being a hippie.
No.
So, what made you decide to do this? You have so much going on. What made you decide to do this?
It was free.
Okay. What do you feel you'll gain from it?
No, because, like, honestly, remember I told you that this was something I wanted. I said last year I was going to do it this year.
Right.
And then this year I went, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
COVID made you not ready. You know what I'm saying? Blame everything. Blame everything on COVID.
Because I started doing, you know me, I research the shit out of stuff before I do it. So I kept going, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And then I got an email going, but it's free. And usually it's like a $2,000 cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, or it can be. So I went, but it's free. And it's completely virtual,
mm-hmm.
which is great for me and my busy ass schedule. Yoga has their own certification through, I think it's Yoga Alliance.
Okay.
Usually you couldn't get Yoga Alliance certified online.
Okay.
Because COVID, they've relaxed that rule.
Yay.
So I can truly be certified.
Okay. Like that means through you can teach a class? What is certification?
So you don't have to be certified to teach a class. Like it's not to that point yet.
Okay.
But this Yoga Alliance certification, I guess, gives you access to tools in a community. And it just, in the yoga.
It's a higher level?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm sure
it's like getting a cheat code in a video game?
Probably. Like, okay. I'm sure like in the film world, like there are certain accolades that when you get it, it makes it like, ooh, you're real deal.
That's so kind of like it would be it. Like tech support, correct me if I'm wrong, IMDb Pro. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So IMDb Pro is like where you put all your credentialing, like everything you've done. If you have so many and, you know, you're getting up there, you populate on this IMDb Pro, which, you know, everybody is all about. What's your IMDb? Like, meaning, like, show me your instant credits. And most film companies or anybody puts their credits on there. Otherwise, it ain't legit. It's almost like if you ain't got that, you're not legit. So I got you. I'm following you.
Yeah. But, so it's like that.
Okay, fair enough. So it's like your IMDb Pro. Okay, so you're a pro yogi.
Yes. Once I get through class.
All right.
Or classes.
Okay. After that, you'll be on mountaintops doing this? Are you going to be doing those poses? I see a lot of people on Instagram.
I am going to do poses. Like, I'm going to, because, like, one of the projects I have to do since we're in quarantine, I have to do a virtual class.
Okay.
And put it on. But I think I'm going to, in the meantime, to perfect my forms, my poses, I am going to enlist my niece to take pictures of me and my different forms, and I'm actually going to do a collage of all of my different forms.
Yeah, sure.
For my yoga space.
Yeah, I think that'd be
Because I don't want pictures of other people. I want pictures of me.
Yeah, best motivation.
Yes. So, but that just means I have to perfect the form to the point of well enough that I can hold it to take a picture.
Sure. And I'm assuming you trust your niece enough to not laugh at you too hard in between shots.
Oh, yeah, she know better. I pay all her bills.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you picked the right photographer.
Well, and she's going to be the one who helps me. Tech support. Don't you want to help me edit my, you want to teach me how to edit my yoga training.
Yay. Video?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, how advanced does it have to be?
I'm turning it in for a grade. It needs to be perfect.
No, that's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking.
A plus.
That's not what I'm asking. How much special effects do you need?
Oh, I don't need special effects.
Exactly. Then if he's busy, I got you.
I just need to do, I need to add my voice.
Yeah, after. We can do that. Yes.
So like, I want to film it, but not talk through it and then
understand.
Add my voice.
Narration.
After.
Yes. Narration, voiceover. Yes. I gotcha. Yeah,
but that's it.
It's two separate things, and
that's
you
it.
Can dump them on there. It's not a problem.
Yep.
I do that. Yay. I'm trying to help you out because he'll sit there and tell you, and then he's all booked up, and you'll be waiting.
No, I won't. I'll come over here with soft cookies.
Yeah, that ain't gonna get the job done if he ain't, you know, if he's out. But okay, that's what's up. Okay, so you're gonna be a pro yogi.
Yes.
All right, pro hippie.
You know
that's what
means,
I heard.
Folks?
That's what I heard.
You
know pro hippie,
means,
you
folks?
Guys.
Mo Hayes will be taking yoga classes with me.
That just means that Miss Clam's no longer bushy. She's a hippie.
Whatever.
Tomato, tomato. Anyways, all right. Well, I appreciate you for sharing that. I'm excited for you. Keep us posted on your journey, for real. No comment. All right. That's the last time I give a comment on the show. All right. So I'm moving on. So my weekly delight. I had a weekly delight, but I feel like I'm going to reserve it. That's irrelevant. I'm gonna Miss Glam, you're the reason. But if it happens, then it'll be my next podcast weekly delight.
Lord, mercy. A lot of pressure, people.
A lot of pressure. But so I'm gonna reserve it. But
so
I
her
have
weekly
a
delight
new
is my birthday's coming
weekly
up.
Delight.
Yay!
I have a new weekly delight.
My birthday's coming.
That
it's
wasn't
my birthday.
It. That
it's
wasn't
my birthday.
It. That
it's
wasn't
my
it.
Birthday.
That wasn't it. But it was from you. My shirt and my mask.
Ah!
So I got a shirt and a mask. One of my favorite words is dope.
It
I like
really
to use
is.
It
she
for
uses
everything.
That word.
You know what? Bruh is almost becoming my second favorite because of this podcast. But
and she may kill me, but so she uses this word so much.
I don't.
So
she makes it sound
much.
Like I just
listen.
It's
so
like pouring
much.
Salt on food. It's on everything. I
she
don't use
uses
it on everything.
This word so much that she said it in an interview one time, like full on. You remember that?
I do. And you know what? I got the job.
Nice, you
bam. Bam.
But she called
and
me
you know
frantic
why?
Because she's like, I used the word dope.
I did.
I used the word dope.
I did call frantic, but you know what? I did ask them and they were like, yeah, you just.
That's just how she talks.
You were
but
just
she uses that word
miles
all
above
the
rest. It's just they knew I was comfortable.
Yeah.
It was a sign to show that I was comfortable, but I was like, yeah, you know what would be dope if we did this and this. And, you know, and I didn't, and I'm just going through it. And then after I got off the phone, I was like, did I say dope in an interview? Like a job interview? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, Miss Glam, Miss HR, would you hire somebody if they said dope in an interview? And she was like, I don't know, probably not. But I got the job and I did ask them.
Someone said dope.
I mean, I was I was hyped.
I know.
I was like,
I mean, it just shows passion.
Hyped. I was totally passionate.
It just shows passion.
So it's just a cool word because it's just, I like to keep things simple. I feel like I want people to understand what I'm saying. I don't want to get boggled down in what you say. Don't get me wrong. For people over 85, I have to sometimes translate it. They think I have a drug habit. Like, baby, what's dopamine? Do we need to take you to the doctor? True story. I just like the, I like that word. But nonetheless, I'm babbling to say, she took a word that I liked and she put it on a t-shirt.
No, actually.
And a face mask because yes. of COVID.
No, but it came like it was a set that.
Yeah. I mean, it was made that way, but you saw it and you're like, yes. Oh, this would be Mo Hazel.
Yes.
And you know what's so funny? Let me tell you about you.
What?
I remember I told you a long time ago, hey, if I got us jean jackets, would you be my twin? And you said no. And this is your second time you done made me your twin. So you don't mind being my twin, Heffa. See?
I don't recall ever telling her I would not
you
wear
did. You were
jean
like,
jacket.
You did. You said something petty. It was funny, though. Like, it wasn't anything offensive, but it was like something like, I'll
you,
wear it, but I mean, like,
oh,
out?
I
you mean,
think
like,
I
out?
Remember.
Like, out and about? No. Like, no.
I do recall referencing that we were 30 some odd and we shouldn't be walking around wearing
See,
the
you
same
remember?
Goddamn
you,
clothes.
You did. And now we're that in that bracket wearing the same clothes. And I'm cool with it. I've offered this. I see now it's got to be your idea. Got it. Note to the dome.
So,
but anyways,
go ahead and submit your jean jacket idea.
I mean,
I'll reconsider
I need you to do it because then you'll wear it.
I'll reconsider.
You know what I'm saying? Embroidered. Broadened in the back.
I need to know what it's going to say.
Badass besties. Legit. It's got to be legit underneath. In parentheses.
No.
Anyways. But anyways, I appreciate the shirt and the mask. Long story short.
Yay.
Yay. Are you ready to get into this topic?
I'm scared.
Why?
I'm just playing.
Let's get into this topic. The best thing I never had. Jada Pinkett Smith.
It's in headlines.
Man, it's in headlines. And not with Will. Will is silent. Will is nowhere to be found.
No, he did.
He kind of did. But not initially in the beginning. But I do stand
yeah,
correctly.
He
finally broke
and
his
he said,
silence.
Not true.
That's it. And time out. And then went right back to the shadows. You're on your own, Jada. Handle it. Fix it. Get happy.
Well, but I wonder if he went to the shadows because he mm-hmm. wanted to or mm-hmm. Jada went, stay in the shadows.
Stay in the shadows. Know your lane. Slow your roll.
I
got
can handle this.
Don't
can handle my shit.
This is a red table topic. Bring to the table. And she is about to bring to the table. What is she bringing to the table?
I don't know. I'm interested.
Okay, so what is she bringing to the table? So apparently in headline news, August Alsina. Am I saying that right? I feel like
no
I'm
clue.
Saying that right. I mean, it's irrelevant. This guy. I'm just playing.
Because no one really know who he was
I
until
mean,
recently.
Listen, I mean, I know of his songs, and that's being very
Kissing
hella disrespectful.
On my tattoos.
That's not the one, but
that's
all right.
That's not it.
I'm saying I don't know that track.
Yes, it is. Kissing on my tattoos.
I didn't say it's not his track. I don't know that track.
That's the only one I know.
Apparently, you've been kissing
no,
on tattoos?
It comes on my... When I listen to my K. Michelle station, it comes on there.
Look at you listening to K. Michelle. Go ahead.
Michelle
Look
station.
At you. Boy, I tell you. Boy.
You can thank my sister for that. She
Boy,
loves her sister,
You
K.
know
Michelle.
What? Just keeping your hip. I love when these little whippersnappers keep your hip.
Oh, little thunder thoughts.
Little thunder. Wow.
I love you, sissy.
Juicy fruits, but you over here.
Thunder
what is
thoughts.
It? Say the word.
Thunder thoughts.
Okay. We're patting that too. So, pretty much this R&B singer.
Wants to be. Used to
he
be.
Had a career.
Yeah, he did.
He has
did.
A career. He's got an album out in 2020.
He got some awards.
But apparently, we're not remembering him for that right now because apparently the big thing is he's alleging that he had a relationship with, a long relationship, like years in, relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith with Will Smith's blessing, consent, and knowledge of the whole affair. They sat down, talked man to man. Apparently, because Will and Jada's relationship has evolved into something else that's not romantic. His words, not romantic. He was okay and gave the blessing for him to be in a relationship with his wife. The first question I have for you is, when you first heard it, what was your first initial reaction? Just right off the
bat. I mean, I watch Red Table Talk and I've seen them two interact.
Okay.
Like, I mean, when people say there's no romance and things like that, like, I don't see that. I mean, that's just me. For instance, she made a comment about something and I guess about, you know, other guys pre him, like not even like not now, but pre him.
Okay.
And he was like, watch it, Jada. We ain't going there. He has that husband jealousy of, that's mine.
August or Will?
Will.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I
okay.
see that.
Yeah.
Sure, you know
sure,
what
sure.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I mean.
Oh, I remember when he was talking about Tupac?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like, even when he, you know, he just did that, you know, that song with Jordan Lucas.
Yes.
And talked about love his team song, and his queen and, you know. And
yes. Give them the roses now.
Thank you.
Love it.
So I can see how other people look into it as it must be something different of sure. how they talk.
That's media. Yeah.
But honestly, do I think their marriage is unconventional in terms of normal society? Yeah.
All the way.
But they're celebrities.
Sure.
And well
I'm saying I've seen regular people have unconventional, but yeah, I'm with
but,
you.
But they're celebrities, so their relationship's going to look different to us anyway.
And we're already putting them on a pedestal.
Yes.
Sure.
Two, like, they have to be because of the nature of their lifestyle, but also hearing their stories of their traumas and their, you know, and the things they came into and the things they have to overcome on a daily basis. Okay.
They're not regular.
And
they don't have regular lives.
They're, you know, so it's going to look different.
Sure.
Who the hell am I to judge? Like, I get, what, an hour? A Red Table Talk, what, every week, however long it is. I don't know what the hell's going on in marriage, nor do I care. I do appreciate her open honesty and her advocating for self-awareness.
Yeah.
You know,
having
like she
honest conversations.
Yeah, she has a lot of gems. She shares a lot of herself, and he's starting to share a lot of himself to break down this barrier of, so you know, they're perfect people.
I like them at this age. I'll give you that. I really do like them at this age because they've been through a lot, like you said, just as humans and in their marriage, and having come to this aha moment in their world to where they're able to have these gems. I don't know if I really want to hear. And I love me some Will. And I love me some Jada. I love their whole career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, can I get gems from 30-year-old Jada? Can I really truly get gems from 30-year-old Will? I feel like we get more gems now from where they're at their age now. Because they've been through a lot. Yeah. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying I like the gems they're dropping now.
Well, and I think it's because not only have they gone through it, they've gone through it and they've marinated on the lessons learned. So they're in a place now that not only could I tell you about the situation, I have enough wisdom and hindsight to tell you what I did right and wrong and why I feel it's right and wrong. They have enough.
They break that perfection down. They're not sitting there saying, I'm perfect.
Yes.
Even if I went through the fire, I'm still perfect. I'm a different perfect, you know, but it's like, no, I'm messy. I'm still working on me.
Yep.
I'm still a work in progress. And it's just, it's very, it makes, and I think
it's
that's
real.
What makes them feel
it's
connected
real.
More. You know what I mean? I feel like they are a lot more relatable at this age now than they were back then. Although I will say maybe Jada seemed more relatable back then. Versus Will, maybe. I don't know, but I do like her now. I really do. I mean, for whatever, I do like this openness to them. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, for me, I wasn't shocked that it was connected to them. I was shocked at who it was. Can I say that? Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with him. He's a cute little guy.
He was on Red Table Talk.
You know what? I did not see that episode. I saw snippets of it before we podcast today. I must have missed that episode Red Table Talk.
It was one of the first ones, I think.
See, then I don't know how I missed that because I feel like we went down rabbit holes with this. Like, I remember Wale came on there.
I don't think
I remember
it was.
When
like,
T.I.
that one,
came
yeah,
on
that
there.
One.
Like, I remember when the dudes came on there, but I just don't remember when he came on there.
He was on there with Will's sister.
Yes. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I didn't even know Will's sister came on the show. Yeah. I know now, obviously, but I'm saying I didn't know back then. It's still, and even if I saw that episode, I don't think I would have put two and two together. I don't know.
The only reason why I did is because they mentioned it and they showed clips from it when they were talking about, ooh, and this how it matches. Like, he said this and, ooh, she said this, and they were trying to basically...
So it made you suspicious a little. Like, what's
that about? Because, like, if you look at... I guess...
I saw the part where they talked about drugs. The mom was talking about drugs and the sister was talking about her use of... So that was the only clip that I saw. So I didn't see what you were talking about.
So in the beginning, when she introduced who was going to be on the show.
Okay.
So she talked about how they met. And then they met in London at Jaden and Willow's show.
You're telling me about
and
that.
People were going ham, going, oopsie, who goes to see Jaden and Willow in London?
I mean, that's kind of facts.
But he was Jaden's friend.
Okay.
I mean, so they met because he was Jaden's friend.
I mean, if you Jaden's friend, you should already be in London because you should be on the G5 that he was on. I'm just saying how good of a friend. No, but that's what I'm saying.
Like, she met him at the show. Like, not going to the show, but at the show.
Oh, I got it. I thought you were saying he came later. No, I missed that. My bad.
And then I believe they said that he lived at their house for a while because he was going through stuff. Like, he was addicted to drugs and she helped him out of that.
Okay.
They talked about that a little bit. Some of the things that I guess she said, I think, are being taken out of context to fit what they want people to believe. Like, ooh, and she said this. And, you know, like, they're not listening to everything that was said.
Sure.
For me, if you gotta dig that deep, like, really?
You know what? The only thing that, because I saw his interview with Angela Yee, and I noticed he wanted to do it just her, which made me a little... It's very interesting. He didn't go to the show. I feel like he knew he was going to get clowned by Charlamagne. My two cents. I'm being messy. This interview was hyped up because he's going to say his two cents about Jada. When I tell you, it was literally just 2 cents.
Yeah.
It was literally 4 minutes. And how I know that is because when I looked at it on YouTube, apparently this YouTuber put to the minute where you can hit and go just get that conversation of him talking about Jada. And it was true to the thing because I listened to the whole thing. Red flags to me, and it's not necessarily red flags. I'm just curious at you clearly came on because he said things like, I don't normally talk about stuff like this. I'm usually a private guy, but my character is called to question. Who called your character? That's one. Who called your character?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything until you dropped this interview, exactly. Right?
Exactly.
It's because the media is now picking apart everything you said because you didn't say a lot. So it's not a lot being said, and that's all they're doing. It's running a gamut. It's all assumptive based on the little wordplay that you did. And you're trending.
And your album about to drop.
So you lost money, you lost friends because of this relationship that has ended, that you were in it for years and you got Will's permission. These are all the facts that you're laying out. Outside of that, he says they're lovely people and I don't want to say anything to be hurtful.
But yet you're saying everything to be hurtful.
Right. You're not giving receipts. And I'm not saying clearly they weren't hanging together. That's clear. Pictures are out there, you know. But I mean, like, to the depths of, you called Will out of saying that he talked to you. He's saying it's not true. You feel your character's in question. You don't want to challenge it. I'm not saying you have to, but it's like, you brought it out. You started this shot. Will fired back quick. Just pew pew. You ain't gonna try to bring out the guns and be like, oh, so it's not true, huh? Let me show you a timeline. And here's why I say that. Random rabbit hole, Justin Bieber. He got accused of sexual assault. And when I tell you, and
he
again,
went,
and I'm with him on this.
I was with Selena. We did this. I mean, here go a video of me in this spot. Look at the timeline. Like, he was
adding fans.
Yes.
Because he was like, you see this picture?
Yep.
I was here. This fan took, I mean, he went. And it's like, to me, it's like he went above and beyond to make sure my name is clear because my character is being questioned. Yep. And in that type of situation, it would be.
Especially when it's and I get it because not only will that cost him hella money. That cost him his reputation.
Marriage, reputation.
And, you know, whether or not, you know, his job. Because
he loses a lot.
Yes.
that could take him out the game exactly. and just take him out. He could be depressed. Like that
yes.
could have him spiral to like all kinds of level. And while I do respect, and I want to make sure that's clear, that accusations are real, meaning like women can make accusations that are factual. Mm-hmm. However, I don't have a problem with a gentleman who has receipts and can confirm that this is a shady accusation. Yep. And he made it pretty clear to make a real good argument. And I ain't seen her. I don't know who this person is, but I ain't seen no attorney. Yeah, it dropped
after that.
Ain't no, exactly. No clapback.
Nope.
You're making it a good case for him.
Yep.
And I mean, he gave real time convincing argument.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. Damn. Like, let me map out my alibi.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's not one thing you had a relationship, but now you drag the husband into it. We had a conversation. You ain't got no receipts to back that up. Only reason why I'm saying this is because he could dispute and say no. And now it's he said versus he said. What was the point of bringing that up if you have nothing to show for it? At least you can, with Jada, we got pictures. We got them bantering a little bit on Red Table Talk, like you said. You know, I saw this picture of them on the red carpet, and I mean, he was all snugged up on her. And I mean, they look like what a couple would look like going down the red carpet.
But, like,
I'm just saying, like, at least you had a little bit of visuals, but you're now bringing Will into it without nothing.
I guess my thing is, I mean, pictures can be...
What was the point of saying
that? Pictures can be misleading, like...
True. I don't know what to believe with this. Yeah. I agree.
So, like, obviously they were close. I mean, you know, like, I have pictures with, you know, my brother's friends. We grew up together. Did I hug them? Yeah. Do I have a picture of me hugging them? Probably.
Is their hand on your hip?
No.
Okay, that's the picture I saw. I'll show you later.
Okay.
I mean, again, it's questionable.
Let me look at the picture.
I have to show you the picture. Seriously, I'll show you.
I don't know. Like, depending on... Like, I would need to look at how...
Tech support, can you pull up August and Jada Pickett pictures?
But let me...
It looks like they're on a red carpet.
Yeah, I remember him taking her. He's wearing a shiny jacket,
and I think she's wearing a really tight...
But, like, I would need to see picture... Because, like, you know, they pose for pictures. True. So, it could be a pose picture.
But
I want to see...
My family and friends don't put their hand on my hip. I'm being messy.
Let me see pictures of her and her son.
Yep, that's the one.
Let me see. She tiny.
Okay, his hand ain't. I'm just saying that picture made me say, okay, what's going on? Okay, I'm listening. But the Will thing, I don't know. I understand that they have been very vocal about being a life partner, being very open about marriage. I'm not saying open marriage. I'm just saying they're being very upfront about their marriage in the public eye. Why? They don't have to, but if they feel the need to do so, they can. I get it. Celebrities have to feel the need to, you know, part of the gimmick is letting people into your world. They want to get to know you. That's a part of selling your brand. Yeah. But outside of that, I feel like it was based, the comment could have been based on just knowledge that they have an open type marriage.
Or that they
like that's
the perception,
you know what I mean? Because for him, like, to be very specific, well, they don't have a romantic relationship and they're very open. I mean, we don't all know if it's romantic, but they're very open. They've definitely said their relationship is totally different now.
What they said is their relationship is not the conventional marriage,
right?
But they have never said their relationship is open.
Right.
And people come out and say that they've said that, but people read into, well, this is, they said their marriage isn't what people think is normal.
Right.
But I know plenty of people whose marriage, y'all's marriage ain't normal.
What's unnormal about it?
Who? You and tech support?
Are you talking, that's who?
I saw that one.
Who is y'all?
You and tech support.
So what's unconventional about it? I'm okay. We can, go ahead.
I know. I'm not. I know. I saw them. Stop doing that.
I mean,
that.
Say something wrong. I edit it out. It's all good.
No. But like, for instance, y'all, and you say this too, y'all act like more like brother and sister than, you know.
That's not unconventional. He's my family.
No. But when I say more like brother and sister in terms of.
Pranking.
No, but in terms of
feeling safe,
like most people, like out in public, y'all aren't really romantic. I mean,
no, but you know why?
Tech support is.
Here's why.
But
I can explain that. That's simple 101. What I've learned is when you are being gushy, somebody's in the wind watching, like, oh, look, he's so sweet. And I mean, we still get this anyway, where some people say, oh, Miss Mo Hazel is so sweet. Mr. Tech Support is so sweet. Yeah, okay. Back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we tend to, and then also too, it's a comfort level.
I know.
I don't personally want to be around somebody and they all kissy kissy. Then I feel like a third wheel. We don't like people feeling like a third wheel. And then too, like I said, I don't need people being like, oh, game like that? Bet, mess up. I heard Mo Hazel was with Augusta.
August. Hey, right?
I can't afford August. It's Augusta. I said it right. I get the broke down version. No, that part I did say accurate. I'm glad you caught that. I have the Bobo version because I ain't got Jada's money. But I was trying to say Augusta. Like, that's what the only thing that... I don't knock it, and I'm not against it, because sometimes you do need to talk it out to make sure you're not crazy, but I sometimes feel like sometimes relationships have to be a little bit private.
No, and they should be.
And they're all the way open.
But, like, I don't...
granted, it could be... We don't know what is open. There could be more layers.
So, I think... But, no, what they said is they're open about past shit. They ain't open about current shit.
Sure.
When they've gone through it, when they process it, when they heal from it, is when they share.
And that's...
That makes sense.
Fine, that makes sense. I don't know if you need to know all the past-ish.
But she said it's more about healing than anything else.
And if she's getting something out of it, then I respect that.
But like,
I don't get anything out of gushing over the past.
I think some of it has to do with they're creative people.
Sure.
So kind of like Beyonce and her Lemonade album that gave me life.
Jay-Z had to take it. Jay-Z had to take it and be in the video.
But seriously, when that came out, did you not go like, well, damn, I didn't know none of that, but understood why she let it out? But when she let it out, they were fine.
Tech Support showed me a picture
of
August and a rumor that Will beat him up.
Oh, good God.
I don't think Will.
Will ain't.
The energy to do all that. I'm not saying he can't. He's not capable.
But
I'm
Will ain't writing no checks.
He ain't about to do all that. No.
Will said,
Tech Support said, yes, he is. He's from Philly. I mean, they are scrappy in Philly, but
Will ain't writing no checks. Will
is on
If anything, he'd append some lyrics.
Yeah. He would hit you with a lyric. That's a song for sure. But Will is on this I'm an inspirational speaker tip.
I don't see inspirational speakers out here in the streets punching people. He ain't gonna ruin his brand.
I think that's rumor.
He ain't gonna ruin his brand.
I think that's rumor. I'm gonna say that's false. Okay, so Miss Glam, do you think it's false or true?
I think the August and Jada had a romantic relationship is false.
Okay. But
the reason why I believe that is August is Jaden's friend. First and foremost, Jada's a mom. And that's a line I don't think Jada would cross. I don't think she would sleep with her son's friend or have a romantic relationship with her son's friend.
You know what I would like to happen? Because, you know, she did say we need to have a red table talk and we need to heal. That was her statement, right? You saw that little tweet that she put out. I would like Mr. August to go on the red table talk and have a Jordan Woods version of his side of the story. And I mean all the way to where Jordan went as far as a lie detector.
Yeah.
She strapped up. I need a lie detector. It's none of my business. If you're putting it out there, you're making it my business.
That's true.
If you're going there on The Breakfast Club, but you won't go in front of Charlamagne, you want to be with the good one.
Yeah.
You don't even say, listen.
Because I think Charlamagne would have asked for them damn receipts.
Right. You don't even say, listen, Charlamagne got to go home.
Fan. He's a big fan of Will Smith.
I want DJ Envy
Charlamagne's a big fan of Will Smith.
Exactly. So I feel like, and I'm not, again, he's put it out there. So I feel like in order to redeem your character, you know, fight for this character that people are tearing you down, whoever these people are, I like how Jordan Woods did it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I don't, good, bad, whatever. And with that story, Jordan Woods allegedly, you know, was with Khloe Kardashian's man at the time and her baby daddy, Tristan something. I don't even know the guy's name. Irrelevant. A basketball player.
Yeah.
He ain't LeBron. What made it messy is her best friend is Khloe's sister, Kylie.
Or was.
Was, right? So I respect that Kylie's like, we can't be, you can't live with me no more. That's my sister. That's messy. And I can understand Chloe being in her feelings. Why? We're supposed to be good. We're supposed to be like fam. I can understand that messiness. But what I respect about Jordan is at least she was like, good, bad, whatever. I'm not saying I'm not at fault for certain things. I'm just trying to tell you the narrative that I know to be true. Yeah. And I'm going to give you receipts for as much as possible. Yep. So it's not just making me the villain. And he's out here in the clear.
And she was being quiet. And she said, I shouldn't have gone to the party.
Yes. She's acknowledged what she's sorry for.
There are pieces that she shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
She put herself in a situation that now she has to explain.
Right. And her character was literally being assassinated. We saw it in real time because those Kardashian fans are real,
and like,
man.
I would think that for me, I wouldn't put myself in that situation when it came to you.
Right.
Because there are things that I would think of all the way through of this ain't the place I want to be.
It don't feel right.
For instance, would I go to a party that Tech Support's having? Yeah. But that's because he's a stand-up guy. If Tech Support was a Tristan, would I go to his party? No, it's off limits.
There was no Kardashian to be found.
There is
not a one.
No.
It was person she would say she can know was him.
And that's
not that cool with that person.
Exactly.
Like that.
And if I know that he's known for doing shady shit, because I'm in the know, because I hear, if I don't hear it directly from you, your sister as the best friend is, of course, telling me about how the dirt he do.
Sure.
So I know what type of dude he is. Why would I put myself in a situation, even if I was going to, well, let me, so I can report back. I wouldn't even put myself in that situation because now I'm
in the bushes.
Obviously you like it because y'all still together. So why would I be in that situation to tell you so you can get mad at me because I'm the messenger? No.
No. Mm-mm. No. But I, like
but
I said,
she's
but
young,
I did, she
and
was
it's
young.
A lesson she had to learn.
Absolutely.
So
I just say I respect how she came out and
I respect how Jada and Will put her on Red Table Talk and gave her a platform.
Absolutely.
To be able to share without taking advantage and without twisting her words.
Right. It was all her words.
Yes.
Good, bad, whatever. And she backed it up with a lie detector.
Yep.
I feel like he needed to have his own Red Table Talk. And maybe, you know, Will and Jada and, Willow and Grandma and, all the kids.
I guess.
And sister. Because that's going to be a big table. Everybody going to be at that table. There's no way he's going to be by himself. So it's not safe ground. I feel like he needs to have his own version of a Red Table Talk. And while I respect Angela Yee and she was just doing her best to get it out of it, she gave him a safe space. If you saw this video, it looked like a Zen studio.
Mm-hmm.
She did as much as she could, did not a lot of talking, and gave him the floor. He just chose not to take that platform. I think what it is now that you're in the hot seat and she's not hitting you with the hard questions. She's keeping it simple. She's letting you talk. You backed out.
I think he backed out or didn't say anything because there's nothing to say.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That to me, that interview was red flaggish.
So
I could be wrong. I'm being messy. This is just my perspective.
Yeah,
I'm being
because
petty. That's what the show's about. But it seemed very red flaggish to where it's like, I don't know if I believe you because I feel like you would go a little bit more in depth.
Well, and not just that, like your album about to drop, like it's mighty convenient. And then not just that, like when I saw him on this show, he was very much, and I've seen some of his tweets. He's very grateful. He's very grateful.
Yeah, he's a very grateful guy. Very good guy.
Very grateful. Very grateful. Very grateful.
Taking care of his
this
nieces
don't seem...
and nephews, you know, like taking care of kids that weren't his biologically, but you know, his sister passed
but this
away. So
don't seem very grateful.
No,
this is not how you were. Because even if it is true, even if everything you're saying is true, why the hell are you putting out people's business who took you in, took care of you?
I feel like
if
that's a conversation between the Smiths and him.
If it wasn't for malintent, because no good comes out of this for them. You trend, and your album sales go up because everybody want to hear your songs because maybe it's another Lemonade or, you know, whatever. So maybe I want to hear these lyrics to see if you tell me any juicy secrets.
Right.
I think that's kind of, if you're going to be successful, be successful and stand on your own 2 feet. Don't use people and destroy others or bring them down for the sake of your own.
I agree.
Even if it is true, you don't step on others to boost yourself up.
Right, 100%. All right, so we got to wrap this up. What is our final thought on this?
Lawrence ain't shit!
Wow. Wow. That's an Insecure reference because someone has finished Insecure. She's still in her feelings about a certain character.
Lawrence ain't shit.
This guy's not a Lawrence.
Yes, he is. He ain't shit either.
He
is a no shit guy.
Wow.
Ain't shit.
Wow.
No shit. Wow. Ain't shit.
This is a drinking game at this point.
Yes.
Wow. So
shots
we just
for all the ain't
changed
shit
all
guys.
The ratings on the show. We were, you know, PG-13. Now we're just straight RRR.
Yes. RRR. No shit guy. None whatsoever.
Listen, all I'm saying is I feel like there was no character in question. But if you feel your character's in question, I'm just saying to me, the new look of defending yourself is Jordan Woods and Justin Bieber. if you ain't coming swinging and defending yourself to the nine, to me, it looks suspect. And now you're drawing attention
and it
may not work to your favor if you're wanting people to be in your corner.
I think he fed into the image that people already feel that Jada and Will had. They've always said that they were in an open relationship, like, as long as I can remember.
Not a flip side.
I think
side.
He fed into that because that's what people want to believe.
Not a flip side. They could be in the Illuminati, and he got this news right before he went on with Angela Yee, and he backed off.
He said that he gave everybody courtesy calls. Whether he told them, I don't know why they shot. I gave everybody courtesy calls.
I mean, but
they
did you leave voicemails?
I don't know. My whole thing
Should you actually talk to somebody?
My thing is at the end of the day, will we ever truly know? Probably not.
We have to wait for this, you know, Red Table Talk episode.
So, and like, everyone's like, why didn't she already do it? Like,
you got the plan. You gotta get,
well, it's not even that. Like, Jordan Woods was pretty quick.
Yes.
However, I can see, I'm sure Jada's hurt.
Sure.
And when you're hurt,
it's not going to come out right.
Exactly. And you got to take time. But not just that. They're he was friends with Jaden.
Right. And you don't know if it's going to get messier. You talking and how your son's perceiving. And you have children involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Because at the end of the day, he didn't hurt one person. He hurt a family. Because it seemed like he was close to the family.
He said multiple times that they're a beautiful family. Like, he said all of them. Like, he referenced all of them. And I don't think he was just talking Will and Jada. I think he was talking about the whole family. Yeah. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, they have to heal from that. So I get what she's saying. There's a healing that needs to take place. Because even when you lose someone, even when you're the one cutting them off for your well-being because that person's toxic and not good for you, a healing still has to, because you're still letting that person and, you know, go in those memories and, you know, you were.
He said he's healing. He said he's hurt. He said he's got a lot of healing to do, that the breakup really was painful for him. I mean, again, allegedly, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. All right. So, you ready to go to Petty Word?
Yes.
All right. So we're moving on. Petty Word. Petty Word of the Day. It's where we take a pretty new word out the dictionary and we learn it, absorb it, and we teach it to you out there by putting it in sentences. But on our show, we do it with a twist, a petty twist, petty sentence. Are you ready, Miss Glam?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
My sentence ain't that petty this week.
Because I'm awesome.
No, my sentence is more about I was in my feelings today. I'll share afterwards. So my word is abductory.
Abductory.
It means a place in which you can disappear, a hiding place. My sentence. Pre-COVID, my house was my abductory. But it seems as I have more and more people knocking on my door.
Come on, knock on my door.
I'm in my feelings because y'all know. Don't nobody knock on my door. You knock on my door when you've called. And really, you don't need to knock on my door. You call me and tell me you're outside.
Do you want visitors?
I don't want visitors. I don't want any of them. The only people who can ring my doorbell are Amazon Bay, Cole Bay, Wayfair Bay. People who are delivering packages because I order too much crap. Those are the people who can knock on my door.
So you got package boyfriends.
No. Delivery people who deliver the stuff I want.
They're your boyfriends.
No.
Why they gotta be bae?
That's just what they call them in my coupon group, Amazon Bay.
Wow, you have a coupon group that lusts over...
Oh, girl. So my coupon group, now I ain't got this bad. They make baskets for the delivery people for snacks and water. I do want to do that. I need to because they do come all the time.
You just don't want them breaking your stuff.
No, but they come all the time. Like,
that's their job. They get paid.
I know, but it's essential. And, you know, you just
It ain't essential. They Half the stuff you're getting ain't essential.
It is essential.
Okay. Make a brush
It keeps me out the stores. Okay. They are saving lives by keeping us home. You're not out these
streets?
No, because I'm getting stuff from Amazon. So they put, you know, waters and chips, like snacks out, like a little basket. Okay. This is help yourself. So I'm going to get there one day. Right now, I'm not,
when that happens.
I'm not domesticated enough to do that.
Please
But I'm getting there, hopefully. Maybe my sister can make my basket. Mm-hmm. I guess because people are, everyone's home. I don't need Xfinity. I don't need a new security system. Like, I need people to stop knocking on my door trying to talk to me. We in quarantine, people. No, I'm not opening my door. We in quarantine. You don't have I'm good. To.
The ring is beautiful.
I'm good.
Leave. That's all I gotta say through the ring.
So, my house used to be a safe space, but because I park my car in the garage, so it looks like I'm never, like, well, and now that I walk the dog, so maybe that's why people see me outside. But for the most part, my house looks like no one's home. Stop ringing my doorbell. Now you're just assuming I'm home because everybody in quarantine. Stop it.
But they're right.
I know, but I don't want them knocking on my door.
Oh, boy.
It used to be my home.
I don't have my safe space. I have no resolution. I don't have those problems, I guess. But I live out in the boonies, I guess.
I'll send them a knock on your door. I'm sorry.
Anyways. All right. So my word, stentorian. Stentorian. It's an adjective.
Is it describing me?
Extremely loud.
Oh, that does describe me. I'll take it.
My sentence. Tech support is the real MVP with having to deal with the stentorian vocals of Miss Glam and myself on podcast day.
Thanks. And actually, I'm a lot louder than her as the six core listeners that we have.
Eight. No. You know, we increase. Every season we increase. We legit now. We at least got two more.
Okay.
Yeah. We almost up to 10. Okay. We getting there. But for real, tech support, we appreciate you.
No, we don't.
Mm-mm. We appreciate you.
No, he was complaining today. Nope, we don't appreciate you.
I don't know who you complaining to us for, but you forget we're management.
You
freaking
horse. You get no compliments at all.
I'm going to give you a compliment. You show up to work.
Keep your feet to yourself.
You show up to work.
He is kicking me under the table.
I mean, you know, is that a complaint?
That's a complaint. Handle that. Handle that.
Sir.
Handle that, Mrs. Tech Support.
Sir.
Handle that.
I'm about to warn you. You know what I'm saying? Next time, that's an office conversation. Wow. You know what? When he says, you know, you ain't got nobody lined up for this job. Tell me about when you know your position is irreplaceable. He's just like, what y'all gonna do? I'm gonna flip this table and I'll be back here next week to
maybe with a black eye.
Miss Glam.
Yes.
Do you have anything left to say?
Until next time.
And we are out.
Lawrence ain't shit.